Okay, so last time we started introducing a little bit the subject. Good morning, everyone. First of all, good to see everyone. It's the beginning of the new Zman, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And in Teshem, we are starting the Zman, although not in the base Medrash, but Teshem, it will be Matzliach, getting everyone learning and doing what we have to do, preparing for Shavuos and the Omer. So we got to do the best we can. The Gemara does say, the Gemara says that Mashiach, someone wants to protect themselves from the pains that are associated with the coming of Mashiach. Yasek b'terev gemilas chasadim. So a lot of us are doing more gemilas chasadim now at home and everything, trying to help out and be available and take care. And being Isaac Batar at the same time, so in the Shemesh, we shall be nitzel from this. We started last time explaining a little bit what's pasal b'kisnin. Pasal b'kisnin is bread. It's a type of bread, but midaraisa it's considered bread. But you don't bench on it and you don't make a moitzi on it because it's not bread. It's snack bread and not meal bread. That's the way we explained it last time. So technically it's bread. If you want, let's say it's chayv and challah and all the other halachas from the Torah that are related to bread, this is related to bread as well. However, midrabanan, it's not considered pas because you're not kaveya su'uda on it. It's a type of bread that is a snack bread. So cakes and things, which we explained last week, a couple definitions. And the two definitions we discussed last week are either it's kneaded with a lot of sugar and a lot of honey, chocolate in the dough itself, so it's very sweet. Fruit juices, milk, oil, all those things. So since there's fruit juices involved and there's other things involved, therefore it's sweet. And we said machlokes between the Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. What is how much does it have to be? Does he have to be able to taste it, or is it just enough that it's there? Sfaradim hold that even if it's there significantly and you can taste the difference between that and others, it's enough. According to the Ashkenazim, it has to be the roiv, and maybe even more than that, has to change the nature of the bread we explained last time. So that was that's that. Or if it's filled, let's say it has chocolate in it, or it has it's filled. Apple pie is filled. It has something in there. Since it's filled, so that also would be a reason why it would be considered pas habah b'kisnin, and it would be mezoinis. Okay? There's one more definition we didn't get to last week that Shulchan Aruch brings down. And that definition is if it's hard. It's a cracker. You can crack it. It's hard. It's not soft like bread. That's also a reason to consider it snack bread and not meal bread, which is why Sfaradim, for the most of the year, make mezoinis on matzah, because matzah is hard. It falls into that definition of pasal b'kisnin. However, Ashkenazim hold that matzah is hamoitzi because even though it's hard, but it's made specifically for meals, not for snacks. It's not like a cracker. And since it's specifically made for meals, not for snacks, it's not considered pasal b'kisnin. Those were the three definitions. Now, we brought up an issue last week, which is going to help us understand a little bit this week's topic. The issue we brought up last week is if we are claiming and we're explaining that midaraisa, this stuff is considered bread, it's considered bread from the Torah. So if it's considered bread, so then how come you can get away with making alamichya on it and not benching? Midaraisa, we know that the chi of benching is daraisa. So how do you get away with making alamichya, me'in shalosh, alamichya, if it's midaraisa, it's bread? That was the question. So we explained that there are two explanations for this. One is because bread itself is only chayv d'oraisa to bench if you're full on it. V'achalta v'savata uveirachta. You have to be full. And if you're not full, then you don't have to bench midaraisa even on bread itself. And therefore here, we're talking about you ate it as a snack. And since you ate it as a snack, you're not really full yet. And since you're not really full yet, therefore the chi of bracha achreinas drabanan, you can make alamichya. That was one explanation. The other explanation would be is that merely midaraisa, your yotze, the vachalta v'savata uveirachta with alamichya, you benched vachalta v'savata uveirachta. You made a bracha. It doesn't say vachalta v'savata and say all three brachas of the whole nusach of brichas hamazon. It says make a bracha. Main shalosh, the Alamichya is a bracha, and you would fulfill your deraisa obligation of Alamichya with that, of benching with that, and therefore with deraisa you could fulfill your benching with that. Now, there is a based on all this that we're saying, there is a very important factor. Okay, all these types of things. So let's take a classical example. Now, I titled the shiur "One Slice or Two Slices," but really, that's not necessarily the proper title. One second. Really, that's not really a good title, because we already came out last week that pizza, even on a little bit, is considered bread. We explained last week that probably pizza for Ashkenazim, for sure, is really considered bread for the most part, and you would have to make a moitz even on one bite, because it's really considered bread, because what it's filled with is meal type of food. Cheese, not filled with chocolate and honey and stuff like that. Cheese, like cheesecake. It's filled with food which is used for meals. So it's really made to be a meal, and maybe it should be a moitzi right away. However, on other those that consider it mizonos, or anything that we consider mizonos, cakes, cookies, let's say you have apple pie, like we said. Avram can show us a whole range of mizonos right behind him in the counter there. Dulce de leche, little crackers, whatever it is, right? So you have a full range of mizonos, okay? Is there a point where if you eat enough of that, that becomes your meal? Okay, a guy comes in and he's, instead of ordering, a sandwich, he comes in and he orders 6 pieces of cheesecake, all right, or whatever. Is there a point in time where you come that the mezonos itself is your meal now? Okay, and if it is, now the halacha would be that you have to bench. Because since the whole idea of making mezonos and alamichya is only because it's snack food and not meal food, but if you yourself use it for meal food, then it would be considered a meal. Okay, now, let me try this. I didn't try this before. Really tried this yet. I have a Gemara here. I'm going to try to see if I can do, if I could share the screen here. And see if we could learn the Gemara together, okay? If it doesn't work, excuse me, I'll read it myself. But here's the Gemara. Let's see if this works. Okay. Now, does that work? Yeah, you guys see the Gemara? Okay, good. So the top line of the Gemara goes like this. Okay, I'm going to point along. Rav Huna achal tlesar rifti. As we always say, everything's in the Gemara at some point. So it's always worthwhile trying to learn the Gemara and see what you take out of it. Rav Huna ate tlesar, 13 rifti, 13 loaves of bread, b'nei tlasa tlasa b'kaba. There were each one was a third of a kav. But 13 of those is quite a lot of bread or cake. V'loy birich, and he didn't bench. Amalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "Adei kafna, you're still hungry. Why didn't you bench? Look how much cake you ate. You ate 13 pieces of cake. Now, granted, each one was only a third of a kav, but that's more than 4 kavin worth of mezonos. So clearly, you ate a lot. Ella, Amalei Rav Nachman, Adei kafna, you're still full. Ella, even if you are full, kol she'acherim koivim alav suda, if you eat enough, that other people that are not as, don't have as big of an appetite as you, other people, kol she'acherim, anything that other people, koivim alav suda, tzarech levarech, you have to bench. So once you've eaten enough that others would be koivim suda on it, even if you're technically not being koivim suda on it, you have to make a you have to bench. Now, what did Rav Huna hold? What did Rav Huna? There's a machlokes here between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Rav Huna said, "Look, I'm still hungry. I'm just snacking." And Rav Nachman said, "You can't be snacking on that much bread. Obviously, you're full. So let's. So what was the machlokes here? So Rav Huna obviously held that you don't bench unless you're having it as your meal, and he felt this is not my meal. Now, Rav Nachman says, I don't know how to do that when I'm in this, Hold on. I can try to do that. Everyone should be muted so I can hear. Okay, let me see this. Hold on. Okay, so yeah, I can try to mute him. I can move that. I can mute it. Oh, I got it. Okay, fine. So now the Rav Huna is saying, that in order to bench, it has to be that's your meal. What did Rav Nachman say? So this seems to be a little bit of a machlokes. Rav Nachman is either saying that once you hit a certain amount, it's considered your meal and you have to bench, or he's saying that you have to be eating a meal, but the fact that since most people consider this meal, that's your meal. So therefore, if this is considered a meal for most people, then it's not telling an amount necessarily, but if it's a meal for most people, that's considered your meal. Okay? So we pass like Rav Nachman that once you hit a certain amount, or once you're having something which is considered a meal by most people, then you have to wash on it. Okay? That's a machlokes between that's machlokes from the Rishonim. Okay? And we paskin that Shulchan Aruch paskins on that you only make a mezonos. So it doesn't have to do with your das in the end. Okay? What? Okay, so that's what we're going to talk about. I just wanted to get the background first. So the idea is we're talking about a guy that knows what he's doing. Some people get out of control, you know, like, okay, I'll order one croissant. Okay, next thing I know, I'm on my 16th of, you know, whatever. So if you were talking about that, we're not talking about that guy. We're talking about the guy first. First, let's talk about the person that knows what he's doing. He's sitting down for lunch and he's having, let's say crackers, but he's having a full sleeve of crackers with his tuna. Okay, so, you know, he knows exactly what he's doing. All right. And he's using this stuff to make a lunch out of it, to make a meal out of it. So like Adam said, what is the shear that we're talking about? The prince. What? Okay, we're going to get to all that. The principle that I'm bringing out from this Gemara is that there's a certain amount that even if you're there's a certain amount that once you hit that amount, even though we established last week that certain things that are pasa babakisnin, that are mezonos bread, but once you've hit a certain amount, you reach a certain threshold, you got to wash on that. Okay, and bench and make a moitzi. Okay, so now what is that amount? Like we said, okay, so what is that amount? So The amount is a big machloikis between the Rishonim. Okay? The amount is a big machloikis between the Rishonim and Achronim. And obviously, like we're saying, it makes a big difference because if we don't know the amount, then you know, so it makes a big difference to understand what is the amount. All right? Now, the first shita is that is very kind of the chumrah. It's called four bayim, which is about, let's say, like eight ragalach, they say. Okay? So four bayim, eight ragalach, is because let's say a ragal is like a shear now where'd they get that number from? That because there's a halach in Hilchos Eiruvin that for an Eiruv, you have to, set aside enough for a meal. And what we set aside there is four bayim. So you see from the halacha of Eiruv, that's considered a meal. Okay? So since for an Eiruv, you have to put away a meal, and we say that's four bayim, or three or four bayim, but let's say we go with four bayim. So once you hit about eight or nine ragalach, even if you're just having that, then you have to wash on those and bench, because according to that opinion, that's already a shear of a kviyas su'uda. Mishabura says you should be machmer on that. Not that, we'll see what we pass, but that's one opinion. On the other extreme, there's the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan. I think I could bring up the Aruch HaShulchan here. Right? Hold on. I think I could bring up the Aruch HaShulchan. Let's see if I could. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, the Aruch HaShulchan says like this. Yeah, you see it? So, I have to lower it. Yeah, okay. Here, the Aruch HaShulchan says like this, where we're pointing here. He says, Yesh Aymrim, the Dalad Bayim, who Shir Kviya Suda. It's already considered a su'uda if you're having four bayim, which we're saying is not that much of an amount. But he says, Yesh mishachoyk v'oimer. Nah, zeu p'chusa shel su'udas aniyim. No one, the Gemara said for an Erev, that's technically considered a su'uda. But no one actually makes that their su'uda. That's a very minimal amount of a su'uda. Nechayno k'chatzi oimer, sherei oimer lagul goyles yard amon b'chol yoyim. He says, how much man fell? That's a good amount. Hashem, when he was feeding us in the Midbar, gave us a very, very significant meal. He gave us a full oimer of man. Okay? And therefore, if he gives a full oimer of man, so a half a man, a half an oimer is a meal, because they had two meals out of that. Now, if you know what that is, that's where we learn the shir challah from. Now, if your wife ever made a shir challah, 5 pounds, how many challahs can you make out of 5 pounds of challah, out of 5 pounds of flour, you make like 6 challahs. So he's saying half of that is a meal. So I'm saying it's a tremendous amount, right? He says dal beim is not a meal. That's the Aruch HaShulchan says dal beim is not a meal. So so he says since dal beim is not a meal, so memela. It has to be, let's go the other extreme. The example that the Torah gives for a suda is the shir challah, and that's the shir. Now, that's extreme the other way, right? Because according to that, that's pretty extreme the other way, because according to that, who's eating in one sitting 3.5 challahs or whatever, right? So, that seems to be pretty extreme as well, right? So, Yeah, we're talking about for this, but you're right. I mean, it would happen for anything else too. So, I mean, it would be almost impossible. In those normal circumstances, you wouldn't wash on any mizonos according to the Aruch HaShulchan, because generally speaking, you're not eating that much. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Nishmas Adam and the Vilna Gaon a middle shita. It's not as little as 4 bayim, but it's also not as much as the Aruch HaShulchan, which is, you know, you have to eat a tremendous amount. And they say something very logical. What they say is really the Medayik in the Magen Avraham, which is, it's basically the normal amount of bread that someone would have in a meal. The normal amount of bread that someone would have in a meal, that is the amount of bread that you have to wash on. So therefore, it's a little more than 4 bayim, let's say, but it's not as much as the Aruch HaShulchan saying. And the Magen Avraham adds, and here's where it gets complicated, Magen Avraham adds, so therefore, if it's the normal amount that you have in a meal, it doesn't have to be that you got filled up with the bread, or with the snack, or with the cracker, or the cake. All it is, if you together with your meat and potatoes and chicken, right, you had enough crackers, you know, or the supplement that you're having instead of bread, to make yourself full, and you having the amount of crackers that you normally would have bread at that type of meal, that would be considered enough to wash on. So let's take, for example, a simple case. Let's say tuna fish sandwich is your lunch. And normally if you would have a tuna fish sandwich, you would have a cup of tuna plus 2 slices of bread. And that's a meal, okay? Now, if you had enough crackers that equal the 2 slices of bread, and you had the same amount of tuna as you normally would have, so now those crackers are in place of the bread, and according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, you would have to bench and wash. Now, we're talking about now you're having das, that this is your meal. Yeah, you know. But I love dafka. I mean, even if you're not having the das necessarily, the normal case would be that, okay? So if you're having crackers or some sort of pasta babakisnin, and you're now putting it on there, you're not having that many crackers that fill you up, but together with the tuna and the cheese and whatever else you're having, you are full now. So now you have to wash, okay? So therefore, that's where the whole concept of like the one slice, two slices comes in. Because those people didn't hear the shiur last week. And last week we already established that probably pizza is hamoitzi anyway, regardless of how much you eat. But even if you assume that pizza is mezoinis, but once you have enough that most people consider it a meal, then you have to wash anyway. So that's where the one slice is a snack, the two slices is a meal. That's where that conversation comes from. Okay? But again, right, so we discussed that last week. So we said for Sfaradim, maybe that would turn it, convert it into mezoinis. But for Ashkenazim, you would have to taste that the dough became very sweet, almost like a cake. And I don't know if that's the case. So the Chassidish Apoiskim in Bar Park, like you're saying, they go that if it's 51% apple juice, that's enough. It's the roif. But we go with Chazanesh, Moshe Feinstein, the Mishnah Berurah, are all mashma, that it's not enough that it's 51%. It's got to be 51%, and it changed the nature of the dough to be like a cake or a sweeter dough. So the fact that you put apple juice in, but it still tastes like crust, is not going to change that. Okay? So that's what we established last week. But even if you say like those paiskim is mezoinis, but once you eat a kviya suda, then that's where the conversation of kviya suda comes in. Okay? Now, Ramosha says a very interesting thing. And he says in Chelek Gimel, Simin Lamed Beis, so Rav Moshe says a fascinating psak based on this. He says, nowadays in America, he says, who eats bread? It used to be in Europe, and he says the reason is because people didn't really have a lot of food. So the main thing they had was bread. So their whole suda was bread. He said, but nowadays, he says, Baruch Hashem, where we have conserved many other wide variety of foods. Who knows what you're serving, right? Every night for supper, you're serving different things. So no one really eats bread nowadays. Who's eating bread? So since nobody really eats bread, so he says the amount of bread that you need for a shir kviya suda is very minimal, because you evaluate the amount of bread that a normal person who is you evaluate the amount of bread that a normal person who is you evaluate the amount of bread that a normal person who's making a suda eats together with the meal. So how much bread does a person eat with a normal meal? They wash, they take a little bit of bread, but they're not eating a full sandwich and a whole lot of bread. So therefore, according to Moshe, it's a very little amount of bread that already would, of mezoinis, that would replace the amount of bread that goes with this meal. So let's say you're having a full plate of steak and chicken and potatoes and green beans and salad, and you're very full. And along with it, you have some crackers with your salad or whatever. So according to this, you would have to wash, according to Moshe. And he says, even if it's less than the four bayim now, because since we're going with the explanation that it has to do with the amount that you eat at a meal, so he says, this is the amount of bread that you eat at a meal, and it could be it's even less than four bayim. So according to Ramosha, and the Mishnah Berurah really goes like that, it would turn out that almost any amount of mezoinis or crackers that you eat at a meal, you would have to wash. Now, obviously, people don't do this, and you have what to rely on not to do it, but we'll explain maybe what to rely on. But this is the setup of the sugya. There's three opinions how much you have to eat in order for it to be considered hamoitzi. Okay? One opinion is three or four bayim, which, as I said, is like nine rugalach. It's, you know, it's amount, but it's not a crazy amount. Then there's the shir of the Aruch HaShulchan, which is achatis shir chal, which is a tremendous amount. And then there's the Ramosha and the Mishnah Berurah, which basically say, I'll read you the Mishnah Berurah inside. I think I have it here. I have it here. The Mishnah Berurah inside that basically says we go with the amount that you eat as part of your normal meal. Here, I brought this. Here's the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says the following. It says, Kol shachem regilim l'kvaya, kasva achreinim, dim ochlu levadoi, if you ate it by itself, then it's how much you would be full if you eat it by yourself. But if you ate it with other things that you eat it together with bread, it's enough because you ate enough. The others would be full already between the bread and the other things they ate. im dvar macher im ochlo levado if savam menu af shachem lo yosem in levado avakim shem ochlo yosem im dvar macher ma yosvei mimenu gamkin, since if they would eat it they would be full with this amount of bread because they're eating it with chicken and other things. So the Mishabur says you can consider that amount. And then he says, Linyan Air Tchumin, Isa the Shir Sudo Gimel Bidal Bayim Kosva Khrinim do it in Khan. But Kamachrinim Vagra Cholkim Dain Lavarcha Moitzi because a Mazan Elakashir Suda Kavua Shul Arav Avoiker. Okay, so he says we don't go with the four, but we go with the Kviya Suda. How much is a normal amount that you eat at a regular meal? And it doesn't go by the amount of bread, it goes together with the amount of bread that you eat at a meal like this. Okay, so that's a very good point. So you're asking, what happens if you just snack on it to the point that you never really had a kazayas of mizonos within, 3 to 9 minutes? So if you never had a kazayas of mizonos between 3 and 9 minutes, so then, you just kept on nibbling at it. So then you can't make an alamich, you can't bench because you didn't really have enough to eat. Yeah. So that's the other truth of Ramesha. Rabbi Avram is bringing up a point, which is kedai to mention in general, that you only bench if you have challah, let's say on a Shabbos meal. Even if you have a kazayas challah, you have to have that kazayas within 3 to 9 minutes. Otherwise, you can't bench. So people tend to make this mistake. They get a slice of challah, take a bite, and then they go on to the fish and this, and then by the end of the meal, they've been nibbling at the bread, and eventually maybe they finish the slice of bread, but they never had a kazayas within 3 to 9 minutes, which is an issue. So, some people have the minig that they eat right away at the beginning of the meal, the whole slice of bread without even talking, because they just want to make sure they get their full slice of bread in. So, you're correct. But, you're right. So, if that's the case, that's the case. But let's say, you spread your tuna on your crackers and you start eating it. So, it wouldn't be in that case. Now, Rav Moshe in a tshuva has a tremendous chiddush. And he writes it twice in the tshuva. I'll tell you what he says. I don't think the minhag olam is to follow this. Rav Shlomo Zalman argues on it, and it's meduyik in the Mishnah Berura that we just read, not like that, but I want to share with you the chiddush of Rav Moshe. You can't really go on this shir without saying Rav Moshe's shita. Rav Moshe says that, let's say you are at a chasana, and you don't want to wash, he says, because you don't want to wait for Sheva Brachas, and you want to get stuck there, and that's part of the tshuva there is, do you have to stay for Sheva Brachas if you washed at the beginning of the wedding? Okay, so you had the chicken, and you had all the food. Then at the end, they serve a little dessert, and you have a piece of cake. So Rav Moshe says like this. He says, hold on. He says, you're full. You're 100% full from all the other food. On top of that, you had a kazayis of cake. Cake is pasavav kisnin. Cake is clearly mizonos. So he says, now you have to bench because you had a kazayis of bread. You had a kazayis of pasavav kisnin, and you're full. And we said that if you're full at a meal, and at that meal you had kazayis of pasa baba kisnin, right, of this type of snack bread, it's no longer a snack. So now you had it at your meal. And since you had it at your meal, now you have to bench. That's what Rav Moshe says. Okay? So he says, basically, if you're going to go to a wedding and you don't want to wash, don't have any cake. Or crackers, for that matter. Okay? So it's good for the low-carb diets over here. Right? So just to, Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So fine, but we're talking now. I'm gonna stick to this point that I'm saying first. What? Okay, one second. One thing at a time. So, what's the chiddush of this Rav Moshe? I mean, the chiddush of this Rav Moshe is that the cake has nothing to do with your meal, right? If you have crackers and you use those crackers in the place of bread and they're part of your meal and you're getting filled up with those crackers, right? You have like a Sephardi who makes the mizonos on matzah and he's using the matzah in the place of bread and everything he's eating is with the matzah. That makes sense to say that became part of your meal. And now you transferred the bread, converted the bread from a snack bread to a meal bread. But here, you didn't eat this as part of your meal. Your meal's over. You're full. Now you're eating something as a snack, as dessert. So to say that the chicken combines with the chocolate cake is a huge chiddush. I mean, what does the chicken have to do with the chocolate cake? And one has nothing to do with the other. And if you go back to that Mishnah Berura that we read before, it's actually mashma from the Mishnah Berura like that, like what we're saying, because the Mishnah Berura says, right here, he says you have to eat enough bread, you have to eat enough mizonos, here, that you use to enhance the bread. A spread, tuna fish, meat, maybe you eat it with the bread, you put it on the bread, whatever. But something which has nothing to do, something that has nothing to do with the bread, right? That's a much bigger chiddush, that should be considered part of the shear. So, it could be, but the bottom line is you ate it completely. It's not the type of bread that you're malafis with these things. So why should those things combine with the chocolate cake? It has nothing to do with it. Okay? So to go say that if you had a kazayis of chocolate cake and now you're full because of chicken, that combines to make it that you have to make a hamoitzi and bench on the cake is a big chiddush. Okay? So I would say that, what? Rosh Hashanah Zalman says like that. Rosh Hashanah Zalman says it's only when you're using the mizonos and the other foods as part of your meal together. But if you're, let's say you have a croutons or melba toast or something like that, or you're having croutons or something, and you're maybe they're mizonos, let's say, but you're eating them in the salad, and those are part of what's filling you up. And then at the end of the meal, you're full. Maybe that's different. But just cake separately from all the other foods, they don't combine to make a shear that you have to wash on that. Okay? One ragu we said is batzel daitoy. We said he doesn't wash because that's not a shear. No. The guy that's full on one ruggle, the guy that's full on one a little amount, but then filled it up this much with meat and chicken and potatoes, that's not batel daita. That's a meal now. Right? So that was a meal. So we're not talking about that. Right? But this guy, you know, he's having cream cheese and tuna fish or whatever, and he's instead of using bread, he's using a cracker. Okay, so that starts counting. Okay, now, so anything which is the shear that a normal person would have together with their food as bread, that you should consider. You know, that's a problem. Ramosha's chiddush that even dessert and stuff like that. That I think that most people don't follow that and rely on the other poskim that don't say that. Now, Rabbi Shaffer mentioned, what about a Kiddush Shabbos morning? So, I don't know exactly what he means, but let's say he's saying, is that we're saying the shear, let's say, I mean, I don't know if most, let's assume a person gets full at that Kiddush, but he didn't get full on the cake, he got full on the cholent and the kogel and everything else, and together with that he had cake. Yeah, so according to Moshe, that would be a problem, right? You know, and then maybe even not like Ramosha, because you're saying at a Kiddush, the derech is you're eating it all together, really. So, okay, so if you're eating that much, and most of it was mezonos, maybe it's not an issue. Right. The problem is Rabbi Yashiv holds Rabbi Shalmi Kugel's Pasuk of Kisnin, but whatever. And Rabbi Yashiv is Yerushalmi. So, that's the issue. So now, if a person there is an Orcha Shulchan, which is a big makom to be make on some of these things. Aruch HaShulchan says the following. Aruch HaShulchan says that people at chasnas tend to do this and they have a lot of other foods and they don't wash. So in order to miyashiv, to explain the minhag ha'olam, why do people do that? Why don't people wash at weddings? So he says like this. He says, because look how people are at weddings or at this type of gathering. He says, they're not really, you know, a type of smorgasbord. He's talking. He says, they're standing up. They're walking around. Some people aren't even wearing their jackets, he says. They're walking around. He says, how could you say that that's a suda? It's not really a suda. Look at the way the people are eating. That will tell you if it's a suda or not. So Al-Hashokat says we can now factor in a new factor. It's not necessarily doesn't only depend on how much you ate. It also may depend on how you ate it. If you're eating it walking around and you're eating it this way and that way, and you're not actually sitting down for a meal with a fork and knife and this whole suda. So he says the fact that you're eating it objectively and not as a meal, who you fooling? The fact that you got full doesn't convert it into a meal. That's, you just got full on a snack. Viharaya, you're walking around, you're not really eating, you're schmoozing, you're this, you're that, you're not eating it the way you would normally eat a meal. So this is a big chiddush from the Aruch HaShulchan, because the Gemara does not seem to mention such a svara. The Gemara seems to say you go by the amount, but the Aruch HaShulchan introduces this new type of idea that could be there's other factors that can define whether it's a meal or not, which is the way you're eating it. So if you go to Aruch HaShulchan, then a kiddush, by definition, is not a meal. That's the whole point of a kiddush, is that it's not meant to be a meal. It's meant to be in between, to get you going, whatever. The point of it is not to be your meal. And therefore, everyone's going home for another meal, supposedly, right? So therefore, therefore, I would say, according to Aruch HaShulchan, that's another reason to be mekel. Besides that, you, according to the other shitas, that you have to have four kabeim of mezoinis, it means you would have to have about 10 ragloch, which, if you know, is possible. Some people do, but not necessarily. So even if you're full on the other things, that wouldn't necessarily combine. So between everything, I don't think that you have to go wash at a kiddush, but it is what to think about when you're sitting. I think the most common mistake probably is when you're sitting down for lunch and you don't want to wash, so you take whatever it is that you would have put on your bread, and instead of putting it on your bread, you put on a cracker. And you go sit down and have 10 crackers with tuna or whatever. So now you're full. You're full with tuna and crackers. You had the amount of crackers that if you would convert that into bread, you would have been full. That's exactly the case of the Mishabura, where you would have to wash and bench. Okay. Why? Because you're not having four bayim? I mean, first of all, I'm not sure you're not having three or four bayim, number one. If you're sitting down to a whole sleeve of crackers, you know what I mean? I'm not sure you're not having three or four bayim on that. So in a chanami. Now, you want to get into the lumdus. What? You're right. I mean, he's extending the svara of the Gemara, right? Let me read it to you. Now he himself is not so thrilled with this, but he says like this. He says I don't really like it. Why don't people wash? Then he says, in order to explain possibly a little bit, kula miloshen arif, he says. He brings from the riff. He's medayik the language of the riff. And he says, it's not totally in the amount. Ella ba'oifen ha'achila. It's how you ate it. Bein ha'achana la'achilas arayi, bein ha'achana la'achilas, v'zei yadua, she'be'achilas suda gemura poishten abgodim al yoinim. You said, when you get comfortable for a meal, you get comfortable. Here you're still wearing your hat and jacket, you're all tight, you're walking around, you're not really comfortable, you're not really having a meal. But then at the end he says, v'yayesh oichlen ma'umar u'mahalech ki yadua, v'soivrim dezele mikra kviya suda. V'zei she'omu ba'gemara, kol she'achirim koivim, tzarech lutchik l'pir zeh. He says, that's what the Gemara would mean. And as he's goofy learning the Gemara that way. And when the Gemara says, Kol Shachem Koivim, a shear that people are Kaveh Suda, that's what it means. But then he says, V'chol Yorei Elokim Yerchak Es Atzim Mizev Urach Michaper Avoy. So he's not so excited with this Limut Tzchus, you know. But he does throw it in. So, but again, I don't think that's the only thing you're relying on when you're making Kiddush. Now, someone... Okay, so we'll end with this piece of lumdus because someone just asked, what's the case where it's a doubt? if you're in doubt, okay, what to do? So it really goes back to the original question, which is benching on this amount of pasah b'kisnin. Is that versus making alamichya? Is that a deraisa or derabanan question? In other words, what's the question? When if a person had a certain amount of mezoinus and they're not sure if they're full, now the question is, should they go ahead and bench or should they make alamichya? If they make alamichya and they don't bench, is that a question of a deraisa or is that only a question of a derabanan? What's at stake over here? And the question is, if you're in doubt, that would make the difference, right? Because if you're in doubt on a deraisa, you have to be machmir. If you're in doubt on a derabanan, something which is only rabbinic, then you could be lenient and you could stay with the alamichya. So it goes back to what we said in the beginning of the shir, right? If you hold that the whole reason why you're allowed to make alamichya in the first place is because, well, if you're not full, then the whole obligation to bench is rabbinic in nature, it's derabanan. And therefore, now that you are full, maybe it's a deraisa. You gotta make sure you bench, according to that explanation. But according to the other explanation we said, which is that Rabbi Kiveger and others that say, no, you're yotze the deraisa obligation to bench with alamichya, because you're saying a bracha. Uvirach doesn't say which bracha to make. You made main shalosh. So according to that, it would only be a suffik derabanan, and you wouldn't have to bench. Okay? No, you need shalosh concepts, and you have all three of those concepts in main shalosh. It doesn't say you need three brachas. That's from Kivigas Chiddush, which a lot of Rishonim hold of. Okay? So it would come out that whether it's a safek deraisa derabanan is gufa safek. So it's unclear if the question is a deraisa or derabanan, and therefore, since there's a lot of sfeikis, and if you're not sure, you know, then you could probably get away with alamichya. But we paskin, I think, if we were from Moshe and the Vilna Goyin and the Nishmas Adam and the Mishnah Berurah are all saying that once you ate it in the context of a meal and you together with the other foods you're full, we paskin like that. I don't think it's a suffix anymore. We have a right to paskin like that. And therefore, I would say if you're at a chasana and you know there's breadsticks or bread flatbreads or something at the table and you're eating them with the meal and now you're full and you're eating a decent enough, if there would be a roll there, you would have had just as much bread as you're having those breadsticks. It could be you have to wash on that, right? But if you're just having dessert afterwards, maybe not. If you're just having a couple ragalach, you know, you don't have to. If you're having a kiddush pashtus, you don't have to, because I don't know if those things combine or whatever. Now, I do want to. You have to have a sheet that you're going with. If you have a sheet that you're going with, then you're going with that sheet. That's fine. You know, you have a right to go with the Mishnah Berurah, whatever. You know, and therefore, you know, I don't think it would be such a problem in that case. Okay. If you don't know what you're doing, then you should probably make alamechia. Just to, you know, if you're not sure, because pashtus is enough to rely on that you could be yotzer your obligation with alamechia if you're not sure. Correct. According to Ramesh, anytime you go to a shmorg and you have it, and you know, by the time you're done, you're full, and you had a little bit of cake, then you have to make a mezuzah, and then you have to bench, and then, you know, so, you know, now, what we got to talk about still is just to mention now, but we're going to get back to it later, maybe next week, is that not everything falls under this category. Right now we're talking about a category, a specific category called pasah b'kisnin, which is, it's mezonos bread, because it's snack bread, so therefore it converted from hamotzi bread to mezonos bread. But not everything is in that category. Some mezonos is straight up mezonos. Even if you eat a lot of it, it would never turn into hamotzi, because it's nothing to do with bread. Midoraisa, it's just not bread. For example, pasta. You could have bowls and bowls of pasta, it's just not bread. So it doesn't matter how much you eat of it. So not everything which is mezonos is automatically subject to this whole shear, okay? So we've got to talk about next week which things are not subject to this issue. Someone mentioned the idea of Yerushalmi kugel. The reason to make Yerushalmi kugel instead of cake and you know that minug that at a kiddush they serve yushalmikugel instead of cake is to get out of this issue, because yushalmikugel technically is not bread at all and it's not baked, so therefore it's not bread maybe, and maybe even if you eat a lot of it you don't have to bench. That's what some people say. Right, so if your taka totally full, but what are you, and you're totally full, and you had a decent amount of, you know, this type of mizonos, snack bread, you know, you had a lot of cake, you sat down, you had a lot of cake, and together with the cake, you had some potato kugel, and now you're really full. Yeah, and then it sounds like if you had arbabein plus you're full, and plus you ate it as much as you would have challah at a normal meal, and you ate it together, then maybe you should have to bench, right? You know, in a chanami. But I don't know if you're really walking out that full out after a kiddush. Stam. No. Chazal say that the chi, it's only if you got full on bread. If you got full on, you know, whatever, on other things, then there's no chi to bench. That's for sure. The question is, what happens? Ramosha's whole tshuva is a very interesting tshuva there. It's Terba Prime Greenblatt. Chelek Dalet Simin Mem Aleph. He has a whole tshuva here. What happens if you washed, you have a little bit of bread, less than a kazais, and then you got full? So he says, there maybe, since you're full on everything else and you had bread, maybe you have to bench with your Isa. That's the question. That's what he deals with over there. Your Moshe has a whole tshuva about that. Or do you need at least to have a kazayis of bread? You know, a certain amount. So that he does deal with, and he comes out, no, you have to have a kazayis of bread. You do have to have a kazayis of bread. So, you know, all these, you know, that's, you do have to eat a certain amount in order to bench. Okay? So next week we'll talk a little bit about what other types of breads don't go into this category. Donuts and all sorts of other things that may not even go into this category to begin with. Okay? Is there any other questions? No, that's enough that he could sit down and finish the parasha and then go eat. That's not his meal. He's not full on that. Okay, so that's another question. Is breakfast a meal nowadays? Most places can say breakfast is not a meal nowadays, because if it was, every time you have a bowl of Cheerios, you'd have to wash. Right? Because I'm serious. Because Cheerios pashtas is this type of bread. You know, because it's hard or whatever. So if Cheerios, and then you're having it as a meal. We have three meals a day. If you look in the Torah and Chazal and Halacha and anywhere until America, there's also saying it's three meals a day. It's two meals a day. No, breakfast is not a meal. So the issue was you had one meal. Pas Shachris was in 6 hours in the day, according to some place, you know, whatever. So the Chazal, the Torah says very clear there was two meals a day. The minute is to have two meals a day. So if we're having lunch, our two meals are lunch and dinner. Breakfast is really, a lot of people either skip it or have a quick drink or something to keep them going until lunch if they're not starving. But Lav Davka, the Sefer Zois HaBracha right here, he has a whole chapter on that. Right here, actually, I'm open to that page. Haragel Baruch Has Boike Ketana. So you usually have small breakfast. And now you're filling up your whole breakfast with Pasa Baba Kisne. So he says, that's not a meal. That itself is not a meal. A meal is a normal thing that you sit down for with a kvias, not on the run and whatever. So that's not what we're talking about. Now, there is a place in Lakewood, I don't know, it's like Kozlowitz. So he used to say, everyone, you have to wash on Cheerios because it's made to be breakfast, which is a meal. So therefore, even one Cheerio you have to wash on. I might say. Because he held the derech of it is to be for your meal. It's meal bread because it's made for breakfast and breakfast is a meal. But that's not, you know, place can go with that. No, when you break down the chariots, you take out the airspace of the hole in the middle, and you break it all down, how much mezuzah is there? Not a lot. The thing, it is? One bowl of chariots doesn't have that much mezuzah in it. So, you know, that wouldn't be the case over there. But we could talk about Cheerios and what else goes in. What? I don't know if you have to smush it legamri, but you have to take out the big air spaces. The big air holes you take out. That's for sure. The small air holes is a shiloh. Okay, so like, you know, how much do you smush down is the question. But definitely Cheerios is not bread. All right, so let's pick it up next week. Mitzvah Hashem. Everyone have a good Chodesh, and we will be in touch. Shkoyach. Okay. Shkoyach. Kol tov. Good to see everyone. Thank you. Shkoyach. Bye. Bye.